This is a recording of an article on Wikipedia and was recorded by user Popular Outcast. The material was recorded on May 15th, 2008 and is current as of that date. Freak Out from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Freak Out is the debut album by American experimental rock band The Mothers of Invention, released June 27, 1966 on Verve Records. Though often cited as one of rock music's first concept albums, the real unifying theme of the album is not musical, but a satirical attitude based on frontman Frank Zappa's unique perception of American pop culture. It was also one of the earliest double albums in the history of rock music. The album was produced by Tom Wilson, who signed the Mothers, formerly a bar band called the Soul Giants, to a record deal in the belief that they were a white blues band. The album features vocalist Ray Collins, along with bass player Roy Estrada, drummer Jimmy Carl Black, and guitar player Elliot Ingber, who would later join Captain Beefheart's magic band under the name Winged Eel Fingerling. The band's original repertoire consisted entirely of cover songs. When Zappa joined the band, he not only changed their name, but also expanded its music to include a wide range of original material. The musical content of Freak Out ranges from rhythm and blues, doo-wop, and standard blues-influenced rock, to orchestral arrangements and avant-garde sound collages. Although the album was initially poorly received in the United States, it was a success in Europe. It gained a cult following in America, where it continued to sell in substantial quantities until it was prematurely discontinued in the early 1970s. The album influenced the production of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. In 1999, it was honored with the Grammy Hall of Fame Award, and in 2003, Rolling Stone ranked it among the 500 greatest albums of all time. In 2006, the MoFo Project Object, an audio documentary on the making of the album, was released in honor of its 40th anniversary. The following is a listing of the contents of this article. Section 1. Background. Section 2. Production. Section 3. Response. Section 4. Track listing. Section 4.1. Double LP. Section 4.2, current CD. Section 5, credits. Section 5.1, production. Section 6, charts. Section 6.1, album. Section 7, references. Section 8, external links. The following is an info box which accompanies this article and gives a summary of the album information about Freak Out, to supplement the arrangement of information in the article. Freak Out is a studio album by the Mothers of Invention, released on June 27, 1966. It was recorded at Sunset Highland Studios of TTG between March 9 and March 12, 1966. It falls under several genres: experimental rock, doo-wop, protopunk, and rock and roll. The length of the album is 60 minutes and 55 seconds. The label is Verve MGM. The producer was Tom Wilson. Professional reviews were given by the All Music Guide, in which it received 5 stars. In the Frank Zappa chronology, Freak Out is the first album in 1966, followed by album titled Absolutely Free in 1967. 2 images accompany this section of the info box. The first has no caption and is the front cover of the album. The second image is captioned featuring a letter from Susie Cream Cheese and is the back cover. Section 1. Background. In the early 1960s, Frank Zappa met Ray Collins. Collins supported himself by working as a carpenter, and on weekends sang with a group called the Soul Giants. Collins got into a fight with their guitar player, who quit, leaving the band in need of a substitute, and so Zappa filled in. The Soul Giants' repertoire consisted entirely of cover songs. One night, Zappa suggested that the band should start performing original material and try to get a record contract. While most of the band members liked the idea, then-leader and saxophone player Davy Coronado felt that performing original material would cost them bookings and quit the band. The Soul Giants became the Mothers, and Zappa took over leadership of the band. MGM staff producer Tom Wilson offered the band a record deal on the Verve Records division in early 1966. He had heard of their growing reputation, but had seen them perform only one song, Trouble Every Day, which concerned the Watts riots. This led him to believe that they were a white blues band. The group signed their contract on March 1, 1966, and very quickly began to work on their first album. Section 2. Production. The first two songs recorded for the album were Any Way the Wind Blows and Who Are the Brain Police. When Tom Wilson heard the latter, he realized that the Mothers were not merely a blues band. In the Real Frank Zappa book, Zappa wrote, quote, "I could see through the window that he was scrambling toward the phone to call his boss, probably saying, well, not exactly a white blues band, but sort of," end quote. In a 1968 article written for Hit Parader magazine, Zappa wrote that when Wilson heard these songs, quote, "he was so impressed, he got on the phone and called New York, and as a result, I got a more or less unlimited budget to do this monstrosity," end quote. Freak Out is an early example of the concept album, a sardonic farce about rock music and America. Quote, "all the songs on it were about something," Zappa wrote in the Real Frank Zappa book. "It wasn't as if we had a hit single and we needed to build some filler around it. Each tune had a function within an overall satirical concept," end quote. Stark quotation. If you were to graphically analyze the different types of directions of all the songs in the Freak Out album, there's a little something in there for everybody. At least one piece of material is slanted for every type of social orientation within our consumer group, which happens to be 6 to 80, because we got people that like what we do, from kids 6 years old screaming on us to play Wowie Zowie. Like, I meet executives doing this and that, and they say, "my kids got the record, and Wowie Zowie's their favorite song." End quotation. The entire album was recorded at TTG Studios at the corner of Sunset and Highland in Hollywood, California, between March 9th and March 12th, 1966. Some songs, such as Motherly Love and I Ain't Got No Heart, had already been recorded before the Freakout sessions. These early recordings, said to have been made around 1965, were not officially released until 2004, when they appeared on the posthumous Zappa album, Joe's Corsage. An early version of the song, Any Way the Wind Blows, recorded in 1963, appears on another posthumous release, The Lost Episodes. The song was written when Zappa considered divorcing first wife Kay Sherman. In the liner notes for Freak Out, Zappa wrote, quote, "if I had never gotten divorced, this piece of trivial nonsense would never have been recorded." Tom Wilson became more enthusiastic as the sessions continued. In the middle of the week of recording, Zappa told him, quote, "I would like to rent $500 worth of percussion equipment for a session that starts at midnight on Friday, and I want to bring all the freaks from Sunset Boulevard into the studio to do something special," end quote. Wilson agreed. The material was worked into The Return of the Son of Monster Magnet. According to Zappa, the record label refused to allow him the time needed to complete the composition, and so it was released in unfinished form. Zappa later found out that when the material was recorded, Wilson had taken LSD. Quote, "I've tried to imagine what he must have been thinking sitting in that control room listening to all that weird shit coming out of the speakers and being responsible for telling the engineer, Amy Hadani, who was not on acid, what to do," end quote. By the time Freak Out was edited and shaped into an album, Wilson had spent $25,000 to $35,000 of MGM's money. In Hit Parader magazine, Zappa wrote, quote, "Wilson was sticking his neck out. He laid his job on the line by producing the album. MGM felt that they had spent too much money on the album," end quote. The label requested the two lines be removed from the It Can't Happen Here section of Help, I'm a Rock, a song dedicated to Elvis Presley, both of which had been interpreted by MGM executives to be drug references. However, the label either had no objections to, or else did not notice, a sped-up recording of Zappa shouting the word fuck after accidentally smashing his finger, occurring at 11 minutes and 37 seconds, and again at 11 minutes and 55 seconds into The Return of the Son of Monster Magnet. Beginning with the 1995 compact disc issue of the album, Help I'm a Rock and It Can't Happen Here have been indexed as separate tracks. MGM also told Zappa that the band would have to change their name, claiming that no DJ would ever play a record on the air by a group called The Mothers. Begin quotation. At the time it was, you know, if you were a good musician, you were a motherfucker, and Mothers was short for a collection of motherfuckers. And actually, it was kind of presumptuous to name the band that, because we weren't that good musicians. We were... But by bar standards in the area, we were light years ahead of our competition. But in terms of real musicianship, I just suppose we were right down there in the swamp. End quote by Frank Zappa. Freak Out was released with the band's name changed to the Mothers of Invention, a name Zappa chose in favor of MGM's original suggested name, the Mothers Auxiliary. The album's back cover included a letter from Zappa-created fictional character Susie Cream Cheese, who also appears on the album itself, which read, "These mothers is crazy. You can tell by their clothes. One guy wears beads, and they all smell bad. We were going to get them for a dance after the basketball game, but my best pal warned me you can never tell how many will show up. Sometimes the guy in the fur coat doesn't show up, and sometimes he does show up, only he brings a big bunch of crazy people with him, and they dance all over the place. None of the kids at my school like these mothers, especially since my teacher told us what the words to their songs meant. Sincerely forever, Susie Cream Cheese, Salt Lake City, Utah." Because the text was printed in a typeface resembling typewriter lettering, some people thought that Susie Cream Cheese was real, and many listeners expected to see her in concert performances. Because of this, it was decided that, quote, "it would be best to bring along a Susie Cream Cheese replica who would demonstrate once and for all the veracity of such a beast," end quote. Because the original voice of Susie Cream Cheese, Jean Vassoir, was unavailable, Pamela Lee Zarabika took over the part. Early pressings of the album included an advertisement for a Freak Out Hotspots map, which featured commentary on selected areas of 1966-era California. The map was not offered on later pressings, but was eventually reprinted and included with the MoFo Project/Object, a four-disc audio documentary on the making of the album, released posthumously by the Zappa Family Trust in 2006. Section 3. Response. Though it reached number 130 on the Billboard chart, Freak Out was neither a major commercial nor critical success when it was first released in the United States. Some listeners were convinced that the album was drug-inspired and interpreted the album's title as slang for a bad LSD trip. In the Real Frank Zappa book, Zappa quotes a negative review of the album by Pete Johnson of the Los Angeles Times, who wrote, quote, "I guess you might call it surrealistic painting set to music. Not content to record just two sides of musical gibberish, the MOI devote four full sides to their type of artistry. If anyone owns this album, perhaps he can tell me what in hell is going on. The Mothers of Invention, a talented but warped quintet, have fathered an album poetically entitled Freak Out, which could be the greatest stimulus to the aspirin industry since the income tax." End quote. However, the album did gain a cult following in the United States and continued to sell in substantial quantities until it was prematurely discontinued sometime during the mid-1970s. By that time, MGM Verve had been purchased by the German Polydor Records company, and many MGM Verve releases were deleted in an attempt to keep the struggling company financially solvent. Zappa had already moved to his own companies, Bizarre Records and Straight Records, which were distributed by Warner Brothers Records. Freak Out was initially more successful in Europe, where it influenced many English rock groups. The album was also an influence on the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and made an instant Zappa fan out of future Simpsons creator Matt Groening. The album was honored with the Grammy Hall of Fame Award in 1999, ranked at number 243 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time in 2003, and featured in the 2006 book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. A reference to the album can be found in the artwork for The Further Adventures of Lord Quaz, an album by hip-hop producer Madlib's alter ego, Quasimodo. In 2006, the Lagunitas Brewing Company put out an ale named after the album. The album's cover was featured on the label. Section 4, Track Listing. All songs by Frank Zappa. This section of the article contains audio samples of Freak Out. It contains an audio sample of the song Hungry Freaks Daddy and of the song The Return of the Son of Monster Magnet. Section 4.1, Double LP. Section 4.1.1, Side 1. The first song on Side 1 of the album is titled Hungry Freak's Daddy and runs for 3 minutes and 32 seconds. Song 2 is titled I Ain't Got No Heart and runs for 2 minutes and 34 seconds. Song 3 is titled Who Are the Brain Police and runs for 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Song number 4 is titled Go Cry on Somebody Else's Shoulder and runs for 3 minutes and 43 seconds. Song number 5 is titled Motherly Love and runs for 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Song number 6 is titled How Could I Be Such a Fool and runs for 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Section 4.1.2, Side 2. The first song on Side 2 of the album is titled Wowie Zowie and runs for 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Song number 2, You Didn't Try to Call Me, runs for 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Song number 3, titled Any Way the Wind Blows, runs for 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Song number 4 is titled I'm Not Satisfied and runs for 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Song number 5 is titled You're Probably Wondering Why I'm Here and runs for 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Section 4.1.3, Side 3. The first song on Side 3 of the album is titled Trouble Every Day and runs for 5 minutes and 53 seconds. Song number 2 is titled Help, I'm a Rock and runs for 8 minutes and 37 seconds and includes the following 3 items. Okay to Tap Dance, In Memoriam, Edgar Varese, and It Can't Happen Here. Section 4.1.4, Side 4. Side 4 of the album contains only one song titled The Return of the Son of Monster Magnet, an unfinished ballet in two tableaux. It runs for 12 minutes and 22 seconds and includes the following 2 items, Ritual Dance of the Child Killer and Nullus Preti, No Commercial Potential. Section 4.2, Current CD. The first song on the current CD is titled Hungry Freak's Daddy and runs for 3 minutes and 32 seconds. The second song is titled I Ain't Got No Heart and runs for 2 minutes and 34 seconds. Song number 3 is titled Who Are the Brain Police and runs for 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Song number 4 is titled Go Cry on Somebody Else's Shoulder and runs for 3 minutes and 43 seconds. Song number 5 is titled Motherly Love and runs for 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Song number 6 is titled How Could I Be Such a Fool and runs for 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Song number 7 is titled Wowie Zowie and runs for 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Song number 8 is titled You Didn't Try to Call Me and runs for 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Song number 9 is titled Any Way the Wind Blows, and runs for 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Song number 10 is titled I'm Not Satisfied, and runs for 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Song number 11 is titled You're probably wondering why I'm here, and runs for 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Song number 12 is titled Trouble Every Day, and runs for 5 minutes and 53 seconds. Song number 13 is titled Help, I'm a Rock, and runs for 4 minutes and 42 seconds. Song number 14 is titled It Can't Happen Here, and runs for 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Song number 15 is titled The Return of the Son of Monster Magnet, and runs for 12 minutes and 22 seconds. Section 5, Credits. This section includes a list of people given credit for the album. Frank Zappa is credited with guitar, harmonica, conductor, cymbals, tambourine, and vocals. Jimmy Carl Black is credited with percussion, drums, and vocals. Ray Collins is credited with harmonica, cymbals, sound effects, tambourine, vocals, and finger cymbals. Elliot Ingber is credited with alternate lead and rhythm guitar. Roy Estrada is credited with bass, vocals, guitarrón, and soprano vocals. Gene Estes is credited with percussion. Eugene DeNovi is credited with piano. Neil Levang is credited with guitar. John Rotella is credited with clarinet and sax. Kurt Reher is credited with cello. Raymond Kelly is credited with cello. Paul Bergstrom is credited with cello. Emmett Sargent is credited with cello. Joseph Saxon is credited with cello. Edwin V. Beach is credited with cello. Arthur Mabe is credited with French horn and tuba. George Price is credited with French horn. John Johnson is credited with tuba. Carol Kay is credited with 12-string guitar. Virgil Evans is credited with trumpet. David Wells is credited with trombone. Kenneth Watson is credited with percussion. Plas Johnson is credited with sax and flute. Roy Kattan is credited with copyist. Carl Franzoni is credited with freak. Vito is credited with freak. Kim Fowley was featured on the Hypophone. Benjamin Barrett was credited with contractor. David Anderley has no attribution. Motorhead Sherwood is credited with noises. Mac Rebinac is credited with piano. Paul Butterfield has no attribution. Les McCann is credited with piano. Jeannie Vissoir is credited with the voice of the cheese. Section 5.1, Production. This section includes a list of people given credit for production of the album. The producer is noted as Tom Wilson. The engineering director is Val Valentin. The engineers were Amy, Tom, and Val Valentin. Assistants were Eugene DeNovi, Neil Levang, Vito, and Ken Watson. Musical director was Frank Zappa. Orchestration, Frank Zappa. Arranger, Frank Zappa. Cover design was by Jack Anesh. Hairstylist was Ray Collins. Section 6, Charts. This section includes a list of albums and singles that appeared on a chart. Section 6.1, Album. In 1967, Freak Out charted on the Billboard Pop Albums at position 130. Section 7, References. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. Section 8, External Links. This section contains one external link to Conventions, The Land Around Us, a 1970 film about the 1968 war protest at the Chicago Democrat Convention, features video for Return of the Son of Monster Magnet toward the end, one of the first music videos ever made. Two images accompanied this article. The first is captioned Frank Zappa in the recording studio. The second is captioned The Mothers of Invention. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.